Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Don't be shy. You are about to enter the wonderful world of the sideshow. Yes, the human pincushion, the fire eater, the tattooed ladies, and right now, our very own human oddity, NPR's David Kestenbaum, will interview 73-year-old sideshow owner Ward Hall. And this may be your last chance to hear his pitch and find out why he is calling it quits.
Well, Mr. Hall, could you tell me, why is the World of Wonder closing down?
Because I've been doing it for over 60 years. I'm way past retirement age. My dwarf, who has been with me for over 50 years, and the average life expectancy of a dwarf is 46 years, and it's too much on him anymore. And the fat man also is, for a person of 700 pounds, and he's 57 years of age, which is exceptional. And he would like to quit traveling around the country.
What are you and the fat man and the dwarf and everyone going to do now?
Well, the dwarf is going to be retired. The fat man is going to be retired. And I am now pursuing a new career as a lecturer and after-dinner speaker.
You call yourself a front talker. Could you explain what that is?
The people who work the front of shows and lure the crowds to buy tickets, so to speak, they are called talkers. And in my heyday, we carried 25 or 30 people. I'd have 6 to 8 human oddities with the show and 6 or 7 working acts. Working acts are the people who swallow swords, eat fire, human pincushions, etc. And we would try to make what we call the openings, and we would make 6 or 7 openings in an hour.
Could you give me your pitch?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce each of these people to you, I would like to introduce our little midget. His name is Pooh-Bah, and Pooh-Bah is our fire manipulator. This little man can eat and breathe fire and flame, bend red-hot bars of steel over his tongue, bite the ends from red-hot horseshoes. Watch him. He's going to eat a little fire for you right now, and here he goes, just like ice cream, only different, down the hatch without a scratch. And now we're going to introduce our sword swallower. The sword swallower is Molotov, and he swallows swords, sabers, bayonets, keyhole saws, corkscrews, ice picks, screwdrivers, screen door springs, stove pokers, curtain rods, and clothes hangers. But I think probably the strangest freak of nature ever exhibited in a big sideshow is a girl from Albany, Georgia, Betty Lou Williams. Betty Lou Williams has a parasitic twin growing from her abdomen. You're going to see many more, but the star of our show is the biggest, fattest, funniest man in all the world today. His name is Harold Huge. He is alive and weighs 712 pounds. And when Harold dances for you, I think you'll agree, he must be filled with jelly, because jam doesn't shake that way. The show is ready to start at this time. There is no waiting. You can see it as fast as you wish or stay as long as you care to. Remember, this is a big show, but there's one small part of it, and that's the price of admission. Only $2 for the adults, $1 for children under 12, little kids 5 and under, bring them in with you free, and you buy your tickets there, or over there. It's showtime right now. Let's get tickets and hurry along.
I'm taking my wallet out.
Oh, okay.
Retired sideshow owner Ward Hall spoke with NPR's David Kestenbaum. Mr. Hall's sideshow, The World of Wonders, made its final appearance last month.